Good morning, Horseman. This is Scott Miller coming to you live from International Equine Network in Delray Beach, Florida. We are serving all horses, all breeds, all countries. You name it, we talk about it. And today, we're going to talk about some interesting things, some financial things about the horse business. It's going to be geared towards the thoroughbred end of it. But you'll see that over the next few weeks, all breeds are involved in a lot of money in the programming that we have here. One of the things that that people don't realize is how much of an economic impact that the horse business has on our communities, our states, the amount of people that they employ, the amount of businesses that the horse people, all breeds affect. We're talking about like McDonald's and Wendy's. We're talking about Publix, Kroger's, Winn-Dixie, Walmart's, Walgreens. All the horse people, are involved in our community, and they touch us financially in a multitude of services that they request. And also, here in Florida, they're talking about decoupling. And decoupling means that they're going to take away the horse racing from the casinos, and they'll go their separate ways. And if that happens, the horse business in Florida will be hurt dramatically because they have, the gambling at Gulfstream and Tampa, and that's about it for us. We've already gotten decoupled harness racing, so we no longer have harness racing anymore in the state of Florida, and that really hurt economically, especially in the area that we're at. Our farm here has 750 stalls, which are mostly standard bred horses that we're racing at Pompano, and so our stall capacity was diminished a little bit last year due to the decoupling for the harness people. So that was tough. And this year, it looks like it's going to be about the same as it was last year. We'll have some trainers come down for 3 or 4 months and then go back up north, which originally, that's the way this farm was set up for. It was set up for standard bred and show horse people to come down for 3 or 4 months out of the year. And, stay out of the cold weather and the bad weather and train here and then go back up in the spring. And same thing with our thoroughbreds. We had have Palm Beach Downs, which has Todd Pletcher's horses there, which is, he's a tremendous client. All our clients are good, but Todd's just exceptionally, good. He's made $560 million since he's been training horses, and he's, just a little over 20 years of training. So he makes a lot of money. So he does race at Gulfstream, and he's got a stable that he keeps there. So basically, if Gulfstream goes, then Todd goes. A lot of farms are going to lose a lot of business this year because of the decoupling. So we're waiting to see. It's a month-by-month deal that we're looking at. And we'll know by the spring for sure, by midwinter, maybe by December we'll know. But it's going to be interesting to see, how that turns out. We're all crossing our fingers, and we haven't started drinking heavily yet, but as soon as we get these decisions from the court, we might be just parking out at the liquor store, to see what we're going to do. But that's the story here, briefly, here in Florida. And it could go to any state. When they start decoupling, that could go to any state. It could go to Kentucky, New York. It could go everywhere, if they have decoupling, in their state. But we'll find out. I mean, Churchill's going nowhere, and neither is Pimlico or Belmont or any of the Kentucky racing, because they're just put millions and millions of dollars into doing racetracks and that type of thing. So, we'll see. But that's down the road in another show. Now, just to show you how decoupling is going to affect the state of Florida, I'll give you a good example. In the state of Florida, we have a lot of horses here, a lot of horse farms. It's just amazing. I just got the 2024 live foal report from how many foals were here last year. And it was kind of interesting. In Kentucky, they had 17,056 mares bred. They had 11,560 live foals in 23. This year, they had 11,605. So they had more live foals in 24 than they did in 23, which is good. It was a good increase. I'll give you another example. California, they had 1,658 foals, their mares that were bred. And then in 2024, they had 1,046 live foals. Florida had 1,475 foals, mares bred. And in 2024, they had 782 live foals. So it just goes to show you how, you know, our business is really affected, you know, by our support farms like breeding farms, you know, training farms and that type of thing. When you go to different countries, Argentina had two live foals. Let's see, Australia, they had one live foal that was recorded. They had more than that, but, you know, those were just ones that they had recorded. And it just goes to show you that this thing is universal. The horse business is in literally in every country, everywhere you can think of. You know, and it's getting bigger because they really weren't into the racing end very much. And so they didn't have that many thoroughbred, you know, people breeding, you know, in those countries. So that was something that was really a shock, you know, to us. But so just to show you that some of these countries, you know, do pretty good. We breed a lot, you know, here in the States. But this is the most unique thing that I can I've seen in a long time. In Kentucky, we had 11,605 live foals. California, 1,046. Florida, 782. New York, 672. Louisiana had 525. Maryland, 344. All these were increases in the foal population here in the United States. Now, that was 2024, so that means that there are now yearlings. They're going to the yearling sale, and that's going to be at Kingland here coming up. Let me tell you something, it's going to be a wild 8 or 9 days, you know, there at Kingland that they have. This year Kingland has cataloged 4,686 horses to be offered over 12 sessions from September 8th till September 20th for the 82nd edition of its yearling sale. This is just amazing what they have here. Last year, the September sale was was the highest grossing thoroughbred auction in world history, with more than $428 million in sales for 2,894 horses. A total of 36 yearlings sold for more than $1 million, which is just amazing. So, you know, that shows you that the business is out there, and it's increasing every year. You know, you're looking at 4,686 horses going through the sale. And let me tell you something. It's September 8th through the 20th, and if you're looking for somewhere to go nice, kind of relax after school getting started and everything, you know, go on to Lexington, you know, whether you're close to it or far away. You've got, you know, 12 days there that you're going to be, they're going to have the sales. It doesn't cost anything to get in. You go in there, you walk into the sales pavilion, there'll be a stack of books sitting out in front there. You can pick up a book and you can start looking at all the different horses that are coming up in the sales. You don't have to know anything about any, you know, buying horses or selling horses or horses in general. But it's good entertainment, because a lot of times I recommend that people go into the sales, they grab a book, you open it up and you see what page they're on. You know, if you're there at the beginning, middle, or end, you still have you know, the books there. And you can just kind of look at them and see them as they go through the sales. You know, and I taught a lot of families to go there. And what was interesting is that when they went in, they had no knowledge of the horse business or anything. Like that, but it was exciting because, you know, it goes pretty quick. You know, they run them through the arena pretty quick, and they saw some horses that sold for $1 million. Saw one that sold for $2 million. And then, you know, it was a very, you know, a variation of prices depending on the breeding and how they looked, so forth and so on. Well, what they enjoyed about it was, is, you know, their family, they were trying to guess. And, you know, they'd just say, oh, I think this one will go for $100,000, you know, and the horse went for $20,000, you know. And it wasn't a reflection on their lack of knowledge. It was the reflection of just taking a guess. And I told them that as they go through the sales and they look at these horses and everything, you know, their skill and their ability to guess what a price would be will get better, because they'll know breeding, they'll know confirmation, you know, they'll know the farms they came from, you know, that type of thing. So that's always exciting for them. It gives them something to do, you know, throughout the year. And they've got sales in California and Texas and, you know, Oklahoma, Florida, New York, Maryland. You know, they got sales everywhere. So just about anywhere you come from here in the United States, there's going to be, you know, an equine auction that you can go to and look. And it's a good family, you know, a good family day to be spent out, you know, with the horses. And like I said, it's free. You can go to any of the sales pavilions, grab a book and go in and you know, watch it. So that's the great thing about it. But we're looking at 4,686 horses that are going to be sold in 12 days. You know, those sales are going to go on all day and into the night. You know, so you've got a lot that you can go and look at. But the whole long and short of it is we really don't know, you know, who's going to be the best horse out of there. There's some rules and regulations that you can go by on, you know, what a horse will sell for, you know, that type of thing. Confirmation's one of them, breeding's another, just the general, you know, look at them, aesthetic quality that you can see in the horse. You know, you see that. But like I said, you never know, you know, what these horses are going to do. Some of them can have the best breeding in the world, be you know, fall with a foot that's, you know, not correctly, you know, and proper. There's just so many things like that can go in there. And so a lot of people, when they go in to buy horses, you know, they go in and they say, you know, well, this horse has got a crooked leg, or, you know, he's got this or that, you know, wrong with him. And the this or that horses that I call them are the ones that you can make money on, you know, as an owner. Some of them might be good for breeding, you know, have a great bloodline and everything, but just didn't have the proper, you know, look about them. You know, so they would be a potential breeder, you know, down the road. That's what a lot of people look for. But long and short of it, everybody that goes to that sale, there's not one person that's going to buy these 4,686 horses that's going to walk out of there not dreaming about the Derby or the Kentucky Oaks or the Breeders' Cup. That's what it's all about. It's a lifetime of chance, and a chance of a lifetime that an owner takes when he goes into that sales ring. You never can tell who's going to come out on top. For example, Madge a few years ago didn't even make it qualify for the Derby, but he was on the list. If any horse is scratched out of the Derby, he would get in because he just didn't have enough points. Well, what happened? Lo and behold, they had three horses that scratched out. Madge got in. He was the longest shot on the board. And when it was all said and done, Madge won the Kentucky Derby. It doesn't get any greater than that. They took a chance of a lifetime, and it was a lifetime of chance that they would win the Kentucky Derby. And they did it. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So, you know, that's why you go to the sales and you can see the dreams and the future of these owners that where they're trying to go with it. And what's nice is when you go to these sales like Keeneland, you hang on to your book. And then as time goes on, when they're getting ready to go to the Derby and who's going to enter, you might have one, two, three, or four, or five maybe of those horses in that book would be entering the Derby. So, you know, it gives you a good lifetime, you know, stretch there that you can, look at the horses and, you know, gives you something to do and think about. And who knows, you might even go to get to go to the Kentucky Derby and the horse that you saw in the book and that you liked, he could win the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, next thing you know, you'll be over buying you a horse, you know, to get to the Derby. But just think about that, 4,686 yearlings at Keeneland. And their main goal is the Kentucky Derby. So that's a lot of horses right there. Now, remember, only 20 of those 4,686 horses can run in the Derby. They got to qualify to get into the Derby. So, you know, that's a lot of horses, and only 20 can get in. So it gives you something to really think about. But it's the economic impact that we have, here in the United States on our horse business. If you talk to most people from Europe, a horse was a part of their family, work ethic. They use them for not only racing, but for plowing fields and, you know, hauling things back and forth to the market, just all kinds of stuff. So it's a part of their heritage. Like here, there's a lot of people that are, you know, involved in the horse business, come from, you know, a family of horse people. That's a tough thing to kind of look at, you know, when they're doing it. But they're in the horse business. Like some people are doctors, and all through their family are doctors. Some people are horse people. You know, it's all about what they do and how you're horse job affects your community. And like we said, you know, it affects everybody in every which way, shape, or form, you know, here in the United States. And more so now because we're getting a lot more show horses. A lot of these thoroughbreds that can't make it at the racetrack go on to be fantastic, trail riding horses or show horses, that type of thing. So it's just not like that the thoroughbred, you know, comes in. If they can't race, then, you know, what do we do with them? They all get turned over to being show horses or, trail horses, you know, or just horses just, ride around on the farm, that type of thing. But the whole long and short of what I'm trying to tell everybody, and on a lot of my shows, and you're going to see here coming up, it's been a four-year, work in progress, but I'm getting closer now. The thing that, you know, I want people to understand is be a part of the horse industry, whether it's a spectator, owner, worker, feed salesman, horse shooter, that horse transporter. I just want you to know about that. You know, want everybody to know about it. And there's all kinds of different things, there's show horses, standard bred horses, polo, you name it. There's horses are everywhere. And if you look in your Google horses in your area, you'll find out just how many equine events that are there. I met a lady that came into Sunshine and Horses Tack Shop here over the summer, and she was a very interesting person. She was out riding around here in South Florida, kind of taking in the area to see, you know, what's here. Like Murakami Park, you know, which is a great state park here in Delray. There's the ocean, you know, all kinds of things that were here. So she kind of gets herself around. But she went into the tack shop and I asked her, I said, oh, what kind of horse do you have? What breed? I don't have horses. And I said, you don't? And she says, no, sir. She said, I sure don't have horses. I said, do you know anything about horses? She said, yeah. She says, I watched the Breeders' Cup and the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont on TV. She said, but that's about it. And she said, I watched the Olympics and I watched the horse, you know, jumpers and dressage, you know, and Grand Prix horses. And I said, well, that's good. And she said, just, you know, to occupy her time and educate herself. I said, well, what in the world are you doing here at the tack shop? She said, I just wanted to see what a tack shop was like. So lo and behold, she goes into the tack shop, and Chris and Rick has a great shop there with Liz and Carlos, and they sell just about any and everything. Well, what I liked about it is she got some jewelry, you know, for her nieces and nephews and grandkids. So, you know, she was a part of the horse industry. And not like that I am or what some of these big owners and jockeys are, but she is a part of the horse industry now. And that's what I keep trying to tell people. Go out and Google horses for your area. See what you got around you. You know, go to check out Kingland in Lexington if you're ever through Lexington. They got a great gift shop. They got a great tour that they give you of Kingland in Lexington. You know, it's always something, and that's what we're trying to do here at International Equine Network. We're trying to bring as much information as we can to horse people all over the world. All over the world. That's what we're trying to do to all breeds. We've got something on all breeds. If you go to the website, msmequine.com, you'll see what all we have on there. And like for example, today we got on our show, we've got a real nice segment with Bob Baffert, one of the greatest trainers in the world, with Ren Carruthers. It's Future Stars Forecast for the Hall of Fame. We've got all you need to know about Saratoga. We got Del Mar, got Churchill Downs. We got the Arlington Million that they just ran. We got segment on the Kingland sales, what the owners are looking for in there. We've got polo. We've got flying turns, a real nice piece on the tribute to champion harness driver Greg Sugar. That's really good to look. And then one thing that's unique that we have here is we have quick links, what we call quick links on here. And I put that on there because I went through so many things when I was traveling on the road. In my career, I've gone over a million miles on the ground and just right, just a tad bit over a million miles in the air, flying horses all over the world. So, you know, I've been around. But as I was on those flights and on those vans and trucks going with them, I came up with an idea to get International Equine Network quick links. Get whatever you need, wherever you need it. In one click. We've got like the Blood Horse magazines can tell you all the things that are going on constantly. Have Brookledge horse vans on there. One click and you can get your horse anywhere in the world. Equibase, it will tell you any and everything you need to know about racing. Hallway Feeds. Hallway Feeds can feed any horse, anywhere, any breed, anytime. All you got to do is go to Hallway Feeds, click on the Hallway Feeds and see what they have and tell them where you're going, what you're doing, and that feed that you're on. If you're with Hallway Feeds and you're on that feed right now, or if you're not with Hallway Feeds and you need feed, they can get it to you anywhere in the world. Unbelievable how good they are. Then we've got the Jockey Club. The Jockey Club tells you any and everything you need to know about the thoroughbred industry. And they also have an off-the-track thoroughbred program, so when your thoroughbred retires, they can help you get it placed in a farm or with people that will end up showing it or using it for riding or just whatever. You know, just because they can't run anymore, don't want to run anymore, that means they don't have a purpose. And you go to the jockey club and they'll tell you. Then the crucial one, anywhere you're at and there's a Walmart near you, you go to walmart.com and they will deliver right to the farm, and they will deliver to the barn. They will deliver to the horse shows. They will deliver it to your hotel room. They will deliver it anywhere you're at. All you got to do is call walmart.com, and you know what all they have. So, you know, that's all you need to do. And these are the things that we've tried to put together here on the International Equine Network. It's Walmart. Crucial, the Weather Channel. You go to the Weather Channel, you can find out what the weather's going to be like at your horse show, horse racing, horse sales, anywhere in the world. Then the last but not least, the greatest one, is Trivago. Trivago will find you the cheapest hotel no matter where you're at and no matter how long you're going to stay there. They will find you the cheapest hotel that's available for you. And that's our quick links. And that's kind of the whole concept behind the International Equine Network is we're building a website that will cover all breeds, everything. It's slow and go. It's just me here doing it, getting there, and I'm having fun doing it. You know, that's the greatest part about it. I'm having fun, you know, doing it, because when I go to the races or to the horse shows, I see a lot of people, you know, and they start kidding with me, and they tell me no interviews. And I said, oh, okay. I said, it's up to you. And then eventually they call back. You know, a lot of these people call back, but, you know, the horse world is just amazing. And if you understand the horse world a little bit, it'll kind of get you into the economics of, you know, what we do in the horse business. And like I said, horse people, they affect our economy. No matter where you're at, because they're renting and buying houses, buying land, grocery shopping, getting their cars fixed, buying tires. You know, they're just as much of a part of our community, the horse industry, is as you are of the horse industry. You know, you may not be in the horse industry, but you might be a banker, an insurance person, and you're doing and supporting all the sales in our communities that they do. So Google equine, Google horses, Google your area. Find out what you got around and go out and visit. See what they do. Tell them Scott Miller sent you. Well, folks, that's about it for me today. Time to get back to the horses. See how many horses got loose. See how many horses are getting ready to win. How many horses are showing. Because our season is coming September 1st. Our season starts here in South Florida when we start getting all the people back from up north and, you know, Canada and the United States, and all our European people will be coming over and everything. So if you're ever in Delray, stop by Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. Look me up. You can't miss me. And I'll take you a tour of the farms. We got three farms here. We got Palm Beach Downs Thoroughbreds. We got Delray Equestrian, which is trail horses and show horses. And then we got Sunshine Meadows with our standard breds and our show horses and our trail horses. We got over 1,100 horses here in three farms in the wintertime. So stop in, see me, and we'll go from there. We'll talk to you next Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a blessed and great weekend.